In those days, there was a great deal more live programming locally than there is now. The vast majority of our airtime was live local productions, including some plays. This remembers before the networks began there.
So in your working capacity there, you were thrown in at least on the edge of this, and I don't suppose, did you perform?
No, not at first. Mm-hmm. I was in the production department and worked my way up through that. Thought I wanted to perform, and an occasion came along in which some auditions were scheduled for a part which came to be kind of a fad for 2 or 3 years. There were 5 or 6 characters on television in the Detroit market. One was called the Black Spider. One was called the White Camellia. This concept was later made a success by Bill Kennedy. It's simply the matter of introducing about fourth-run movies, and the introducer being some kind of a fictional character who would attract a certain segment of the market. I interviewed for auditioned for such a part. It's called The City Kid. It was an individual who was intended to be modeled after Leo Gorcey and the Bowery Boys.
Gorcey, G-O-R.
Do I have that right, Leo Gorcey?
I don't know. I was just saying somebody's going to transcribe this.
G-O-R-C-E-Y, I think that's it. Uh-huh. And the Bowery Boys, later called the East Side Kids. So for about a year or a year and a half near the end of my time in television, I was both working production and had this program of my own.
Now, you were in law school at this time?
Yes.
Or college?
I was a senior in college and a freshman in law school during this.
Was this at night work then, or how did you mix it in?
No, it depended on what the registration was at U of D. If I could get courses heavily concentrated the daytime, I would persuade the people at WXYZ to put me on the afternoon shift. That's what I did most of the 5 years. Occasionally, they would agree to transfer me to the day shift if I could only get night courses. Somehow it worked out. Of course, I went to summer school all the time so that I could accelerate the program. And
what did this do for your academic standing?
Well, it affected it negatively. My grades show that I was an average student. I didn't have much time to study. I regret that deeply now because my education wasn't very good. It was hit and miss. And if you'll permit a digression, I'll tell you what I've undertaken to do about that. Near the end of that period, 50 to 56, or 50 to 54, I was a senior in University of Detroit Arts and Science College, and because of this hopscotching between the university campus and WXYZ television, I was perhaps 6 hours short of being a full-blown senior, and unless I did something spectacular, I wasn't going to graduate precisely in 4 years. At the end of the first semester of my senior year, I began to see, we used to say, bodies falling left and right. They were people who had had draft deferments. The draft was on in those days for the Korean War.
Oh, that's happening.
Were being drafted right off the UD campus, despite the fact that they thought they had deferments. So I went down to the draft board in the winter of 54 and said to the lady, I'm scheduled to graduate, I hope, next June. I want to go to law school. Is there any risk that my deferment will not be extended because I've finished one academic program? And she said, there's a very good chance you'll be drafted. This was perhaps December. So I ran down to the law school and registered in the middle of the winter to get into law school despite not having my undergraduate degree. And so I started law school in January of 54. Assuming that I would avoid this break in my education, which may have tempted the draft board to grab me. And it worked. They continued my deferment, but when I finished law school in 56, which I also accelerated, I only went to law school 2 years because I was afraid of being drafted, because I was running out of money and energy. So I finished law school in 54, and that is
54?
54. pardon me, 56. I started in 54 and graduated in 56. So what's that? 34 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, you would have been, what, 24 that day?
Yes.
24, right. Right. Born 32.
Right? Well, I didn't have a degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, an undergraduate degree, but you did have your law.
I had the law degree. And that has been on my mind, Roger, these 34 years. And it's also been on my mind that I was grabbing courses in the undergraduate program sometimes because they wouldn't offer too much challenge to my working schedule, which was critical to be there at all. And I have never been satisfied with the quality of my undergraduate education, especially not in the last few years when I find myself writing for a living. So a year ago, I went over to U of D and told them the story I just told you and said, I want to get my degree, but more than that, I want to get educated. You got a program for a guy like me? And had lunch with the dean, and he said, yes, we have. We could. There are two tracks we can offer you to finish your undergraduate program. The modern core program for liberal arts people, or we can recreate the track you were on in 1950 when you started here.